They're great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get down. You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Let's find out now.
Idiots, because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
Right.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Buzz is news brought to you by the 50th Annual Grammy Awards. Sunday, Feb 10 on CBS. See the most amazing musical performances that only the Grammys can deliver. The 50th Annual Grammy Awards on CBS. Now, I'm doing the math in my head. I'm doing like a progression, almost like a theory of evolution chart.
Okay. All right.
About a couple of games we've done this week. We did Can You Get to 10?
Right.
Which, listen, that was like a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Then we did Make Us Laugh.
That's a plane crash, but we usually know it's going to be a plane crash.
Yeah, that was like a 9/11. That was like a secret. Bill Parcells had a Jap attack.
Uh-huh.
I got to think tomorrow. The only thing I can save is honk for cash.
You're right.
I really got to think.
And you know the way odds work, it might be a good one.
Hi there, Buzz.
We need the best.
Right.
We could do it now or we could wait till tomorrow. What do you think, Buzz?
I think we should wait till tomorrow.
That's a grand idea.
It's a capital idea.
How are you anyway?
Tomorrow's another day.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm great.
Next hour?
I'm a little... Yeah, next hour we'll do it.
We'll do the fifth hour of the show.
I'm a little concerned about Hillary Clinton. She did, in fact, pump $5
What about the vagina?
$1 million of her own money into her campaign today. And as of today, her campaign manager and other key staffers are working without salary. What the hell does that mean?
Like CBS.
Barack.
You know what it means? Yeah, Barack Obama's got an assload more money.
Barack Obama does have more money. He won the most states, and depending on to whom you listen, the most delegates in yesterday's Super Tuesday primaries. But Hillary Clinton is far from being out of the picture, except for maybe the money thing. She won the biggest states, New York and California. She won almost as many delegates as Obama, and she got slightly more popular votes. In fact, the best way to describe this is to call it a tied game. In the primary elections and then the caucuses that follow yesterday's vote, Hillary will likely win big in Texas, but Obama's looking at more wins as well and what seems to be some momentum at this point.
You know, my brain hurt last night when I was watching CNN because they all have those computer screens now where they can touch the states and then they can bring it down into the congressional districts. And then they said proportionally the delegates will be allocated based on the votes gotten in each congressional district and superdelegates.
You can almost learn too much about it. I'll try to keep that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's more talk of a dream ticket with both Hillary and Obama, not from either of them, of course. The race between them is still very much on. And on the Republican side...
I know
side,
what that is, Rob. It's talking about race.
That's right,
gotcha.
The presidential race.
Right. No, he's talking about another type of race.
I know.
Well, if that does happen, it'll be referred to as Rob's new national nightmare.
On the Republican side, Mike Huckabee scored a slew of southern states yesterday.
What not?
Just enough to keep both John McCain or Mitt Romney from sewing up the nomination in what was supposed to be a winner-take-all race. McCain, obviously, the leader there.
Hey, Janet, in case you're listening, McCain's little T-Rex arm.
T-Rex arms!
There was a record.
Batman! I don't know how John McCain has turned into the Penguin.
That's the level of political debate at Don's house.
I'm going to vote for Huck Mikeabee.
Would it be safe to say that Mr. McCain, though, would win still in the wife sweepstakes? He would have the hottest wife.
Oh, absolutely.
I think going away.
Yeah, that tall blonde.
Mm-hmm.
What about Hillary's wife?
Hillary's wife is pretty,
pretty
too.
Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty baggy eyes now. Baggy-eyed Bill.
Listen, Obama's wife, too. I mean, they all look hagged out beyond hagged out.
It's hard work. It's crazy hard. Mm-hmm. There was a record-setting turnout of voters yesterday. The polls were flooded with people, happy people, ready to turn the page on this chapter of American history.
I'm not happy.
But the best way to capture the excitement of this round of presidential idol is to look at what happened yesterday in Virginia.
People, not funny, can't sing.
People showed up at their polling places only to be told their state isn't voting on Super Tuesday.
Wow.
That's how excited they are. Virginia's primary is next Tuesday, along with Washington, D.C. and Maryland.
Color me guilty. I showed up at the elementary school today, and they thought I was a kid toucher.
We had a lot of people that just called on Make Us Laugh that were at the polling places.
I'm sorry. Yesterday was yesterday. Yesterday's the day I went
laugh
to school.
If you will, but Carrie asked me.
Really?
Yeah, she said, do we vote today?
Yeah.
She said, no, honey, we don't.
Keep it straight.
Carrie.
Yes.
5 minutes.
Yesterday, Super Tuesday, and today, of course, joke game.
And after Carrie asked Rob that, there was this dull thudding sound.
It wasn't that dull.
By the way, this means the fact that D.C., Maryland, and Virginia are voting next Tuesday, that means that the D.C. area vote will actually mean something this year. Normally, there's a clear front runner in both parties by now. This year, the D.C. area is kind of a player. But in Virginia, people did show up to vote a week early.
Don't be a player hater.
The Virginia Board of Elections got three times its normal volume of calls yesterday, people wanting to know why the polls were closed. There are reports of confusion in other non-Super Tuesday states as well.
I have a voting question.
Okay.
If you
volume.
That's right.
In the great state of Virginia, if you are registered as an independent, are you able to change your affiliation prior to the primaries on Tuesday?
I don't think so.
There has to be a period of time, I believe, before
you can registered as an independent?
Oh, no, I'm a registered Democrat. My girlfriend is registered independent.
Great. Another vote for Ron Paul.
I know you've been a big supporter.
Hey, of all the guys on that side, I know he's like a nutty Orville Redenbacher type.
No, I like his wife a little bit better, Mrs. Paul.
And his brother, Billy.
Billy Paul.
Buzz is registered, but they made him put a sign in his yard.
S.O.
The history page we're turning, by the way, includes an interrogation technique known as waterboarding, a kind of simulated drowning that dates back to the Spanish Inquisition.
No one can stop the Spanish Inquisition.
Torture is such a harsh word, and besides, torture is outlawed by the Geneva Convention, an agreement we signed. But anyway, the CIA now admits it used this technique three times post 9/11 on Al-Qaeda suspects.
You know, for the longest time, I thought it was just that we beat someone with a boogie board.
No.
Yeah. I always thought whenever I drink water, I'm bored.
Senate Democrats are demanding a criminal investigation.
Joke game.
Buzz?
Yes.
I'm really sorry to intrude.
No, you know, I think you're right to do this.
I'm noticing, you know, normally when you do the news,
People
shut up.
The phones stop.
It's the one time during the show, really, the phones go dead.
They're listening.
Because people listen to what you have to say. All the lines are still ringing, and it's got to be...
It's got to be jokes.
Because they still think that it's the joke game.
Of course.
I'm positive. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What can we do for you?
I know it's over.
I tell you what, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If we laugh, you pay us $500.
No, I don't think I want to do that.
Because your joke sucks. Not even heard it, and we know your joke sucks.
All right.
You know, my friend, patience is a virtue.
Oh, I had it, though. I had it.
You had the winning joke?
All right, we'll just use this as an example for the literally hundreds of other people calling right now.
Who feel the same way.
What is your dumb joke? Go ahead.
What does Ray Romano say during sex?
What?
I'm going to cut my D and make you suck my bloody seed, you whore.
Anyway, I think this is just a textbook example. We have not only a bad joke, nothing really to say to it, because it really wasn't a joke.
You can't respond.
They're calling now during the holy time. They're calling now during during the buzz. Buzz, seriously, this is the one part of the show that I'm pretty much sure people pay attention to.
I'm extraordinarily disappointed in the selfishness.
Today they're distracted, I think.
They sure are.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Anyway.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
What's next in the news, Buzz?
Well, the question is somebody cutting our internet cables? Four undersea communications cables have been cut in the past week.
Can somebody give me a C?
It's got people wondering.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's a sea monster.
Tell it you might be. Telecommunications officials don't think it's sabotage, but they can't explain what happened.
It's something with claws.
Or it could have been a ship or an anchor. Quoting a government official in India, what if it's sabotaged tomorrow? This has been an eye-opener for us. The ships sent out to repair the cables will also investigate what might have caused the cables to snap.
This is Pablo. I'm down here cutting the cable.
The four cables cut recently affected service here in the U.S. and in Europe, but mostly in the Middle East.
Joke game.
They told the government to have someone buy the cable between 8 and noon the morning of the repair.
I'll be there.
You know I don't like to alarm people, but...
Yes, you do.
Your marriage is only going to get worse.
Hey, Buzz, hold on.
Yeah?
We'll sneak one more in. Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Welcome to the special time, the holy time, the sanctuary. Hello.
Selfish hotline.
Hi. How does Craig Wilson part sounds like?
How does Craig Wilson's
I wish we could transcribe that and print it. How does Craig Wilson's car sounds like?
No, not we.
It sounds like.
All right, now I believe this, we shouldn't make fun. We've gone into the challenged area now. This is the challenged area.
Yeah, we're picking on people now.
Thanks for calling, Mr. DeMaz.
Are you retarded, Izamar?
Say what?
Is that your name, Izamar?
No, I'm not.
Well, that's what it says on the screen.
Have you suffered any kind of head injury?
Why do we have this guy profiled? Joe, why does it say on the screen, Izamar? That sounds to me like a terrorist.
Joe?
That would be a name he used previously.
Thank you, Joe.
Are you okay? Is everything all right with you?
He's gone.
Good.
Yes, fine.
Well, not you, Joe.
Mike met the guy.
Oh, show. My God.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're on the air, Mike.
Sorry about that.
How's that?
That's the stare. Remember the stare?
I told you about it.
That's right.
We're on the air.
We're on the air. I'm not on the air.
And Rob, not only do we not have the tape of Simon saying, you're a smartass, where's the tape of House saying, stop that Jew?
What made you think of that?
The Don and Mike Show.
My TiVo effed me. I think I'll still be able to get it, but my TiVo messed with me last night.
That's fun when that happens.
Yeah. Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm just thinking about Bagel City.
Of course.
Amen. Chicken salad.
Betsy made a birthday cake.
Yum, yum.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Your marriage is only going to get worse. It's a scientific fact.
Really?
Researchers.
You'd be funny doing like a radio show that goes like the only three people.
I know.
Because that's killer.
I know it
but
is.
Really, seriously, you and I, maybe Mike.
I understand, yes. I'm familiar with Betsy Limewant.
It's short for Elizabeth.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, anyway. Oh, Shutter.
Shutter, or is that T-T-E-R or D-D-E-R?
Shutter. No, Shutter to my... I just did a joke just for one. So you didn't even...
I didn't get that one at all. No.
I shudder to tell you what I was just thinking about.
Thank you.
It was with a D, Mike, with a D.
With
I shudder.
Very
shutter.
Good.
Yeah. Sure.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Hi, researchers have found that the longer a couple is together, the more irritating they find each other. The research team at the University of Michigan found two factors.
That's right.
Two factors at play.
Oh, that's right.
One, accumulated contact.
That's right.
That means being together for a whole lot of time.
That's right.
And two, the go-to factor. Your spouse is your go-to. Around them, you say and do things you would never say or do around anyone else.
You want to dedicate this news story to anybody?
No, I think just everybody in general.
Very good.
The study found that kids are forgiven because they move out. Your spouse is still there.
That's right.
And finally, some stuff from the police blotter. In St. Augustine, Florida, a woman was busted for DUI after running a red light and nearly hitting some other cars. She had her baby with her. The baby was not strapped in. The case of beer was. In a town near Florida's west coast, a 19-year-old...
Hey, Buzz, you just won $500.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me see if I can go for more. In a town near Florida's west coast, a 19-year-old's been arrested for rapping explicit lyrics in front of some kids. The kid doing the rapping is white, so you'll get no argument from us. In York, Pennsylvania, a 33-year-old man...
You didn't win any money
that's
time.
That's why I just kept moving.
Mm-hmm.
In York, Pennsylvania, a 33-year-old man's been arrested for bank robbery. He complied with the teller's request to remove his hood, which gave security cameras a perfect view of his face.
Okay.
And in Hagerstown, Maryland...
Boy, you owe us money now.
Police say they found 15 bags of crack cocaine in the buttocks of a 22-year-old suspect.
Stop again. We have.
That
we have. We have a winner, Buzz.
That officially makes it butt crack. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Bingo. Good job.
Pulled it out in the end.
You know, Buzz,
so to speak.
Next time we get a jam like that, you just got to pick up the phone and call in.
I will.
I'm serious.
Butt crack.
See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
Hee-haw. You tell Sam Wainwright. No MSG this time.
Happy New Year.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.